Hi, this is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. Join us this holiday season as we launch Operation Missing Stockings, a support group for those in our community who are missing someone this holiday season. Whether it's due to deployment, divorce, even death, you're not alone. We're here. We understand. Join us as we support each other this holiday season. Call 882-6767 for details. That's 882-6767. Call now.
A good Monday morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted. Brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are W.K. and Ken Boyce.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, W.K., and good morning, Ken.
It's good to see Ken and Dan here.
Sorry about a few clicks there. I was having a little difficulty with the headset. I only had one earpiece going, so had a little loose connection here.
We refer to that as our Van Gogh headset.
The one ear, all right.
This morning we're talking about 'tis the season for Thanksgiving. A quote I came across recently that I really liked was that if a person isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. And it kind of struck me, you know, that's right.
That's where we are. That's where we live. We need a thankful heart. We need a heart full of gratitude. We need a heart full of appreciation for people that we have in our life, for those that love us, who give us and bless us with everything we have in our life. We need a heart full of gratitude, and we need to be able to express that gratitude in a lot of different ways, both verbally, but more importantly, how we live it out in our life.
As we've wrapped up the whole Thanksgiving holiday, the day itself is one that we focus on this one act of being grateful. The sad thing is, so many times in our life, that's the one day when we actually take the time to reflect when we're grateful. We need to be able to do that every day of our life. And there are some incredible benefits to doing that, to actually taking the time to be grateful, a small portion each and every day.
And that doesn't mean just thankful for the things, the good things, the positive things we have in our life. That means thankful for our lives and what comes into our lives. H.U. Westermeyer said the pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts. No Americans have been more impoverished than these who nevertheless set aside a day of Thanksgiving. We need to be able to look at our life and to be able to say thank you to the one who gave us a life. We need to be able to look and see what our lives are about and be able to say thank you for whatever has come into our life and whomever has come into our life. Whatever situations we're in, to be able to say thank you. And we're really going to talk about that today, because I know this strikes the heart of a lot of people to say, how in the world can I look at this year and be thankful? I've gotten laid off my job. My income has been reduced in half. I lost all my benefits. My kids have been sick, or my wife has left me, or my husband isn't working, or we had to move clear across the country away from all of our relatives and all of our friends we've had all of our lifetime. And now we're here in the Midwest, and we don't know what's so. How in the world can we be thankful today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, because that's where our heart needs to be. This is the life you've always wanted. That's what we proclaim on this program. And this is the life that truly is worth living. It's a life filled with thanksgiving, with being thankful, being full of gratitude.
If you're out there and going, this sounds good, it's a little mushy, slow down, put on the brakes with that thought for a minute. Everything in our lives is based off of this core belief. This will make a massive difference in the way you live your life and the way your life's outcome will be. This is one of those core decisions you have to make. Similar to the core decision where I say, you're either a created being of God or you're an atomic anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two decisions are going to make a massive difference in how you live your life. You're either a mutant chimp or you're a created being. And that will determine how we live our lives and what we get from our lives. This concept of being grateful, this concept of being thankful, this is a core decision. This isn't just something we need to kind of glance over or think, wouldn't it be nice? Put on the brakes. Think about this. It is a core decision to make, and it will affect everything else in our life. That's why we're addressing this today, is we've had one day where we focused on it. This is something we need to make a decision of every day, and there are some incredible benefits to this. Start putting that in your mind. Let that kind of circle around there. Think about all the little things that could make a difference if you were grateful for certain things or grateful for things that did not happen. Again, this is a core thing, so don't glance this over. Step back, put on the brakes, don't get in a hurry. Let this marinate for a while in your mind.
Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire or you feel like you deserve. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn something. Be thankful for the difficult times, because it's during those times that we grow. Be thankful for each new challenge, because that will build strength in our character, in our lives. Be thankful for your mistakes, because that will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and when you're weary, because it means you've made a difference. Being thankful, as Ken said a minute ago, is a core belief. It is something that comes from within us. It is something that comes from within the heart and within the mind. It is something that we determine to be is thankful. And I know that a lot of people say, well, to be thankful means you've got to be humble. To be thankful means that you've got to have humility. And that you may even feel indebted to someone by saying thank you for what they have done for you or what they've brought into your life. And it does. It does require humility. Humility is not a bad thing. Humility or humbleness is not a weakness. It is a strength of character. Being humble, being thankful, being grateful strengthens our heart, our minds, and our lives. And as we'll see in just a moment, brings many more important things into our life. This is a season for being thankful and understanding that. Think of four or five things that you've received into your life just this week. Can you list four or five for which you're thankful? Can you think of four or five things that you could go back and say, I'm really thankful for this person or these people, for this situation, or for this reward, for this blessing? Just four or five things. Can you be thankful? That's what we're asking today.
The dictionary definition of gratitude is a warm, friendly appreciation of a kindness or favor. This is an emotion created through interpersonal exchange between people, as well as a byproduct of thoughts about one's blessings. Gratitude has physiological, emotional, social, and spiritual benefits that are worth cultivating. Anyone who has experienced gratitude has felt a tenderness, a vulnerability, a humility and warmth toward the giver, and the amazing thing is the desire to reciprocate back in kind. Now think about that. Most times when someone does something good for us, what do we want to do? Someone says, thank you. We say, you're welcome. Thank you. Gratitude is a positive human exchange of caring. It enriches both the giver and receiver. Cicero said, gratitude is not the greatest of virtues, but it is the parent of all others.
So what are you thankful for? Kim, name a couple of things you're thankful for today.
The smile of my children. When I walk in the front door and from all corners of the house, I hear screams of, Daddy! Then I hear all the footsteps roaring through the house to tackle at the door. It doesn't get any better than that. When I look at my son and he just starts giggling and starts jumping and my mother-in-law has trouble holding him because he's trying to get to me that quickly. Almost anything else in life, all the irritations, all of the disappointments, the daily exhaustion goes away when I see their smile.
Yeah. I'm thankful for the freedom we have in this country. I'm thankful for the people that are out protecting us and who are dedicating their lives of service, so that we can have the freedom to live what we call a normal life in this country. I'm thankful for their families who are willing to sacrifice so that we can have that. I'm thankful for my wife of 37 years. I'm thankful for all of our kids and all of our grandkids. I'm thankful for the freedom to go and, as we did yesterday, to go into worship.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a freedom that many people do not have. I'm thankful for the fact that Springfield wasn't wiped out in a tornado yesterday. Was there a tornado in Springfield yesterday?
I was wondering if there was a threat I hadn't heard about.
I know there wasn't. Not that I heard. But I think I got some people's attention. We can be thankful for things that don't occur. We can be thankful for crises that never develop. We can be thankful for illnesses that never show up in our body or in our families. We can be thankful for so many things that can be suffered that aren't being suffered. We can be thankful for the release from those. We can be thankful for the healing that we have experienced in our lives when we have had disease or when we've had an illness and we're back to full health. To be thankful for something either that doesn't occur or for something that we have overcome.
But the hard part is when you're actually in the middle of what I call the trough or the valley, when things have plummeted down and things are not going well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can look back when I first moved to Springfield. And prior to me moving to Springfield, I lost everything. My career at the time, I got hurt in the service, so I was no longer in the service. I ended up going through a divorce, suffering through a divorce. I moved out here with a car, a suitcase, and a dog. That's it. And there isn't anyone on earth, not even my worst enemy, I would wish that kind of pain on.
That is so true, yeah.
But I have to be thankful that I went through the pain because now I have my wife, Nicolette, that I have now, and I have my three children. Where I'm at in my life now would not be there if I hadn't gone through the pain I went through. Even as bad as that was, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But it definitely makes me appreciate more what I have today. And there's so many people right now that are in that trough, that are in the depression, they're in the lows. And the holiday season especially is going to make that weight even more unbearable. But it's not the end.
It could be that you've lost someone this year. You've lost a spouse. Or you've lost a child, a parent, or brother or sister. You've lost somebody that won't be around the tree this year. That won't be around the table this mm-hmm. year. We really need to be thankful that they have been in our life, that we enjoyed the blessing of them in our life for as long as they were.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we can't grieve or that we can't be sad.
No, it actually means that we need to.
That's exactly what it means.
We can't just push it aside. We have to be able to grieve. But in doing so, recognize all of the benefits, all of the things that were good because they were in our life. And celebrate their life.
And recognize that they weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, too. We tend to idolize or to make perfect people that we have lost. And they weren't perfect. And sometimes those people, same people, have hurt us in some way. But we still need to be thankful that they were in our life. And that we have learned how to love more effectively because they were in our life. No matter if what they did was positive or negative to us.
I know a lot of people right now can either understand how this is feeling because you're at that time in your life now, or you know someone who is. During the holiday season, Springfield Marriage and Family Institute has kicked off what's known as the Missing Stockings campaign. Between now and December 24th, we have put together some small groups for people that are going through this time where someone's missing, whether it's through divorce, deployment, death, any number of reasons. If you need to have a way to be able to talk to someone about it, to be able to express it to others, to have someone understand the way you're feeling right now, or if you have a friend that their life is just not going anywhere and they need that support, on Monday mornings at 10 a.m., we have a support group available. Now, they're facilitated by licensed counselors, but it's for small groups, people that are sharing these same things, to give a chance to be able to work through them. If you know someone or if you are someone that needs that, give us a call. Call 882-6767. 882-6767. There's a very nominal fee. It's just meant to cover the cost of it, but we don't want anyone going into a deep depression during the holidays. And the holidays will magnify whatever emotions you're in. So if it's you or someone you know is needing to talk to someone, needing to express these feelings, to get this off your chest, to get it off your back, give us a call at 882-6767. It's the Missing Stockings Support Group. There are no more than about 8 people per group. But it is so liberating, it is so freeing to be able to talk to others, to be understood, accepted, and to have those feelings valued. So give us a call. If we can help in that way, or if you know someone that needs our help in that way, give them our number. We'll be glad to help.
Now, someone sat down one day and wrote down some reasons to be thankful. And I looked over these, I thought, well, that's kind of unusual. But it says, be thankful if you have food on your plate, if you aren't constantly hungry, if you don't lick your lips whenever you spot your neighbor's chihuahua.
That's not right.
Be thankful if you have an unlimited supply of water, if your plants don't have to be thirsty, if your children don't have to be that dirty. Be thankful if you have freedom of worship, if you can attend a church without any fear, if no one stones you when you wear Elvis's King t-shirt. Be thankful if you have health insurance or free health care, if you can see a doctor anytime you wish, if your doctor isn't sitting in front of a web camera in Bangalore. Be thankful if you have a loving family, if they accept you the way you are, if they're willing to forget the way you were. Be thankful if you have no serious addictions, if you can survive an entire week without smoking, drinking, or gambling, if you show no signs of withdrawal, not even when visiting the bank. Be thankful if you have a roof over your head, if it's wide enough to cover your belongings, if it's long enough to cover your toes. Be thankful if you're able to help others, if you can afford to feed or educate a child, if you can do it without a court order. But very unusual writings of things to be thankful for. As Ken said a minute ago, the definition of gratitude is a warm and friendly appreciation of a kindness or favor received. It's an emotion created through interpersonal exchanges between people as well as a byproduct of thoughts about one's blessings. What we need to understand is that gratitude or thankfulness has physiological, emotional, social, and spiritual benefits that are worth cultivating. And I know most people think that thankfulness or gratitude in more of a religious context. And certainly, Scripture tells us to be thankful in many different scriptures. But thankfulness has a blessing or has a benefit in any person's life, even if it's not within a religious context. You don't have to go to church to express your thankfulness.
Yeah, this was actually proven by psychologists Dr. Michael McCullough and Robert Emmons that found grateful people are happier.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful makes people happier. They asked the volunteers to keep diaries for 2 weeks. Okay. I guess this were three different groups. One group recorded the daily hassles, another group jotted down events, and the third, the gratitude group, listed 5 things they were thankful for each day. By the end, the people in the gratitude group were so much happier, even their spouses noticed the change. People who frequently experience gratitude are more optimistic, helpful, and have a determination and energy above what other people normally have. As Dr. McCullough said, every good trait you'd want for yourself or for other people seems to go along with being grateful.
Wow, that's important.
The benefits, listen to me, the benefits outweigh any effort, 1,000,000 to 1. This is a core decision we have to make in our life. And it's a simple one. Can we be thankful? Can we be grateful? Can we look for what to be grateful for in our life? It will make all the difference. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them.
Mm-hmm.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yeah, you know, in that same study, Dr. Emmons and Dr. McCullough also said that in a sample of adults with neuromuscular disease, a 21-day gratitude intervention resulted in greater amounts of high-energy positive moods, a greater sense of feeling connected to others, more optimistic ratings about one's life, and better sleep duration and sleep quality relative to a control group. 21 days, that's 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks of just focusing on what you're thankful for. There's nothing else, just what is it that you're thankful for and writing those down. It's phenomenal to me that so many people who are experiencing anxieties and depressions of different types, people who are having physical concerns, people who are experiencing so many traumas in life that can be overcome or that their bodies can actually be helped and their attitudes and their moods change simply by being thankful.
Another statistic is that 10% of Americans suffer from some form of anxiety. Just 10%. Not very much, right? That's 30 million people. 30 million suffer from some form of anxiety. And what difference could it make? What difference would it make if we took the time to be thankful? You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. If you'd like to give us a call in studio, the phone number is 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. Join us this holiday season as we launch Operation Missing Stockings, a support group for those in our community who are missing someone this holiday season. Whether it's due to deployment, divorce, even death, you're not alone. We're here. We understand. Join us as we support each other this holiday season. Call 882-6767 for details. That's 882-6767. Call now.
Do we really need counseling? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I guess life's okay. It's not that bad. I know we're both working. But what happened? Do we need counseling? I don't even know if my spouse knows. Do I need counseling? If you're asking the question, if you've looked on the internet looking for answers, then call the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 882-6767. The sooner you call, the easier life becomes. 882-6767.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And once again, your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce, on the second half of the show.
And we are back. This morning we're talking about being grateful, being thankful in our lives. The importance that this is a core decision. This is something we have to do at the very start of our day, every day. This is something we need to make a habit. It's one of those important decisions that we don't really think about. We think about it one day a year on Thanksgiving. But this is something that will make a vital difference in our lives for the rest of our life if we do this one thing, and that's decide what we will be grateful for today. As we get started in the second half, there's so many things that we are grateful for. One of them is friends and family, to be
that's
grateful
right.
for those
yes.
that are around us. Now, this is being brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute here in Springfield, Missouri. We know right now there are people listening to the radio station right now in, I guess, 5 states, 96 counties. They're listening to it streaming online all across the country. So whether it's Belva or Uncle Terry out in the Northeast, whether it's Luke and Donna Brim out in California, hello.
We Pal and Kim down in Buda, Texas, who are listening to us. And Mike and Rita over in Kentucky. I just want to say hello, and we're thankful that you're listening. We're thankful for all of our listeners, for those who tune us in every week, and to find some benefit to what we're talking about.
To the servicemen that are over in South Korea and over in Saudi Arabia that are listening to this via the webcast that's done, every week this is recorded and uploaded to the website, archived there. And so you can listen to them anytime you want. And we're thankful for those friends and family here in the States that have sent this on to have a certain connection to, oh, that's from my hometown. So guys, while you're overseas, men and women both, while you're overseas and you're serving us, we want you to know that we are very thankful for what you're doing now. And for those of us that have been there before, go get them. Continue the work. We are thankful every day that we wake up in this country, and this is by far the greatest country God has ever given the world. And I've sailed to a lot of them. I've been to a lot of countries. There is not one that comes close to the United States. Not one. If you want to be truly appreciative of the United States, you have to leave the United States. We never know how much we have until we don't have it. Think about that. We can't know how good something feels if we haven't felt something bad in our lives. We have to be thankful for any point at which we're at. Be thankful.
We referred back in the last half of the hour about a study that Dr. Robert Emmons and Dr. Michael McCullough reported in their book, The Psychology of Gratitude. And some of those benefits, again, are physiological, emotional, mental, spiritual, a lot of different benefits. But emotionally, these researchers reported that participants who kept a daily appreciation log, or thankful log, showed positive states of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, and energy compared to a focus on hassles or downward social comparison. Socially, these studies also found that participants who practiced daily gratitude were more likely to have helped someone through a personal problem, provided emotional support, and showed a stronger capacity for empathy than did those who were in the hassles or in neutral groups. And anyone who's experienced gratitude has felt tenderness, vulnerability, humility, and warmth toward the giver, and a desire to reciprocate that, mm-hmm. to give that back. Now, that's what you talked about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
And though it's humbling to be indebted to another, it evokes a strong desire to directly repay the kindness or give it on to others, to pass it on, or to pay it forward. Gratitude is a positive human exchange of caring that enriches both the giver and the receiver and connects us to all. Also in love relationships, being grateful for the positive traits of your spouse and his or her ongoing contributions to your life helps create a cycle of appreciation and goodwill. When's the last time you said thank you to your spouse? Thank you for this meal. One of the things that I always strive to do is that every time Pat fixes a meal,
mm-hmm.
and we sit down and eat, every time I say, thank you, that was delicious. And it doesn't matter whether it's a roast beef dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, or it's just a sandwich. Thank you, that was delicious. We need that in our marriage. And Pat and I have been married for 37 years. Not, I mean, that's a lot longer than some, and a lot as long as a lot of others. But we can never say thank you enough for things that really mean a lot to us, or things that people are giving to us in our life. We can never say thank you enough. So we need to practice our gratitude every day. That's the point. We need to practice saying thank you every day. Take a few minutes to recite to yourself three ways in which you're blessed today. There's a man that once described it this way. He said, I'm grateful to have a job, have a reliable car that drove me safely to work, have an interesting profession, and a good team. It puts me in a positive mindset to start my day. Being thankful on the way to work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that makes it easier to be thankful to our spouse when we come home.
Very much.
Everything we do is building on what we've done before. Talking about when we truly appreciate our spouse, when they share their love, both feel more secure, more appreciated, and committed to each other, further enhancing their connection.
Mm-hmm.
Express your gratitude to your spouse for being your mate. Spell out the ways that they have blessed you.
And be specific.
Be specific. We have a seminar that we do that's called Love Letters. And this is a communications-based seminar. But the very point of it is being able to tell each other what we're afraid to say. This is our spouse. This is the person that we live our life with. Why do we have such difficulty saying simple things as, I love you, or I love this about you, or I love the way you did this? There are so many of us that have trouble doing that, and that leads to so many problems in our marriages. But be specific. Be able to describe and to put into words, whether oral or written, what you appreciate. Feeling valued strengthens your partner and encourages them to reciprocate kindness back to you. And it will create a tender and intimate relationship. This is a deep relationship. If you've heard me talk this morning, being grateful is a choice. Being grateful is not an innate trait. It is a learned skill, and it can be so easily added to others. We have to make specific decisions on our part to take the action to be grateful. And all of these other good things come out of that. It's like a wellspring. As soon as you tap it, it just wells up and overflows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we give thankfulness or we say thanks for what people do for us, there's a great tendency for them to want to respond in kind or to pass it on to someone else. Or we want to pass it on to someone else. It's called the law of psychological reciprocity.
And there is the term for the day.
The law of psychological reciprocity. Jesus said it best. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And psychologists coined a fancy name for it. That's all it amounts to. But people treat us the way we treat them. And people also treat others the way we treat them. And so it's very powerful that we can really create a completely different climate in our marriage. We can create a different climate in our whole family and at work simply by being grateful, by expressing thankfulness for things that are in our life and for people that are in our life. There are a lot of benefits to gratitude. There's so many benefits to gratitude that we need to really focus on how our lives are changed by being grateful, by being thankful. If we really stop and think about it, it's not hard to understand that. If you see a person who's constantly miserable, who's constantly downcast, who's constantly sour on the world, every time we see them, that's exactly the way they are, or even worse than the last time we saw them.
Mm-hmm.
If we see people who are thankful, people who live with grateful hearts, we see them being that way, but even more so the next time we see them. And we see many blessings that have come into their life simply by being grateful.
You know, it's amazing. I've actually seen people physically change because mm-hmm. of the decisions that they made in their life, whether to be happy about it or be miserable. There's one person that I work with in my field of being a realtor. I've seen the pictures that are put out publicly, and I've seen this person in real life. And this person looks 40 years older than the picture, and the picture can't be more than 3 or 4 years old. But every time I've met this person, there's a snarl on their face. In the picture, they try to be happy, but I honestly did not recognize this person when I met him in person the first time.
Mm.
I've met others that were going through hard times in their life, and that will age you fast, being under stress, being under anxiety, and watch them look younger when they made a decision in their life, when they were grateful. They actually appeared younger. It had a physical manifestation on them.
Sure does.
There are a lot of benefits of gratitude. Completely forgetting the intention manifestation principle, which states that you attract what you focus your interest on and that being appreciative of your successes will encourage more success in your life. Being grateful has another more immediate function. Being grateful immediately increases your satisfaction with life and allows you to feel happier, which in turn allows you to accomplish more. Gratitude reinforces your priorities. Focusing on what you're grateful reminds you of your priorities and what is fundamentally important. Often we get caught up worrying about or focusing on what little things that aren't really important to us. Thinking about what we're grateful allows us to refocus and recenter ourselves. And that's important. How many times have we gotten away and with work, lack of sleep, and the kids, something happens and we yell at our spouse and we go off one side and down the other? If we had just gone back to be recentered and realized that they are what comes first, the kids come second, work comes third, etc. Now, I know a bunch of you out there, no, God goes first. Well, that's the given. So God, spouse, kids, work, you know the order. But when we get those out of order, life tends to keep us off balance. Gratitude allows us to refocus and recenter ourselves. Gratitude lets us enjoy the simple good, small things that occur in the day that we can be grateful for, such as seeing a beautiful sky, sharing a laugh with your spouse, or seeing your kids healthy and happy and playing. It may be in the summer when you have a cup of ice water on a hot day, when you're out mowing and working in the yard. Mm-hmm. Or maybe on a day like today, a cup of hot chocolate on a cold, wet day. Simple things. As we've already discussed, gratitude improves our physical well-being. Studies have shown that people who take a few minutes each day to write down the things they are thankful for sleep better, exercise more, feel less stressed than those that don't. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard that statement earlier today? Write it down. How many times in this 45 minutes have you heard that statement? Dan's over here showing me three.
Gratitude also reduces envy and negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
The point I want to make, as we're coming up on Christmas, is that oftentimes people are not grateful for things they receive around Christmas time because they've already got too much. They've got too much stuff, too many material things. The most important things that we're given are time and the person's presence and their thoughtfulness. Parents, let's look at our kids this year around Christmas time and see what they're thankful for. Ask your children what they are truly thankful for this year. As we have Christmas time coming up, what are they thankful for? And if they're not thankful for what they have, if they're not thankful for very specific things in their life, then you need to teach them thankfulness and show them, model that for them.
The value of man resides in what he gives, not what he is capable of receiving. Einstein. He who takes but never gives may last for years but never lives. Abundant giving brings abundant living. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for others will last. Now what we take up, but what we give up, makes us independent. We make our living by what we get. We make our life by what we give. In Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive, to be thankful, to give to others. As we wrap up today, take action. We got 1 minute left. This is a core decision in your life. You choose today how you will live. Will you live grateful? Will you not? Will you live with the thought that you are a created being of God, that you are here at this time because that's exactly where you need to be? Or are you an atomic anomaly? Those two core decisions will determine how the rest of your life turns out. This is brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute here in Springfield, Missouri. We have licensed professional counselors there that help individuals, couples, and families get the most out of their life. If you or your family need some assistance this holiday season, because the holidays magnify whatever's in the family. If there's happiness, happiness will be magnified. If there's stress and anxiety, those things are going to be magnified. We're here to help. Give us a call at 882-6767. 882-6767. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.